WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. The first cases of COVID-19 are confirmed in Augusta County and Stanton. JMU students pack up and leave campus and wonder what's next. And local food banks issue a call for new volunteers. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, March 30th. As of this morning, 22 people in Virginia have died from COVID-19, according to the Virginia Department of Health. More than 100 people have been hospitalized, and more than 10,000 in Virginia have been tested for the coronavirus. 890 cases are now confirmed in the Commonwealth. And those cases now include the first ones in Augusta County and Stanton. VDH says there are two positive COVID-19 cases in Augusta County and one positive case in the city of Stanton. Most Virginia universities and colleges have abruptly closed their campuses and moved classes online for the rest of the semester due to the outbreak. This past week, students at James Madison University had to pack up early and leave their dorms behind. WMRA's Calvin Pinn reports.
James Madison University's West Campus was still and empty as seniors Chris Handwerk and Sabrina Ruiz threw out non-essentials as they bid an early farewell to their dorms for the semester. Both are resident advisors at JMU and had the option to stay on campus, but Handwerk said that would mean limited access to food.
Dining halls are closing, so why would you, you know, stay? It's not much of a kitchen in the dorms, so can't really cook a whole lot.
JMU announced on March 18th that the university would close for the rest of the semester, mandating that all students living on campus had to leave their dorms by Sunday, March 29th. All on-campus events through May 15th were called off, and the spring commencement was postponed indefinitely. For Ruiz, there was a lost sense of closure having to leave JMU early in her final semester.
So I was away for spring break in Jamaica, and then coming back and knowing that school was canceled and put online, all my friends that I've made here since freshman year and that live out of state, I never got to see and I never got to say bye to them or anything. So for me, that was probably like the hardest part.
All classes met online for the first time last week. For Harrison Riley, a junior chemistry major who had to move back to his home in Richmond, it was a rocky start.
As soon as classes started, it was a nice kick in the gut, I think, because everything didn't translate so well to online.
He said that could present some challenges for his major and other more hands-on programs, such as art, if classes continue online into next semester.
Some of them are much better suited to be within the classroom, so I'll have to keep that in mind when I'm picking my courses for next semester.
With less than half the semester to go, JMU has offered refunds for all housing and unused dining plans for students who had to leave campus. For WMRA News, I'm Calvin Pinn.
The Blue Ridge Area Food Bank has issued a call for volunteers for their area food pantries to help serve a growing need. WMRA's Bridget Manley reports.
The food bank's CEO, Michael McKee, says that as job losses rise in the Shenandoah Valley because of the pandemic, more people will be seeking food assistance.
The current status right now is managing chaos.
During normal life, the food bank and pantries rely on volunteers in their 60s, 70s, and 80s, an older population of people who are now being advised to stay home. Meanwhile, the food bank's partners regularly distribute food for nearly 2 million meals every month for around 100,000 people, and they anticipate a significant rise in those numbers in the coming weeks. Simply put, the need will skyrocket and the volunteers aren't there to help.
So we see a surge of people in need coming. We have volunteers who are being advised to stay home because they're at greater risk. Our partners in the community, the local food pantries, soup kitchens, and shelters, are struggling to stay open. And we're really concerned about how they're going to meet the need that is coming, you know, this week and in the months following.
McKee says that in order for pantries and other food service partners to maintain operations, they need volunteers. They're asking anyone healthy, young, and with no previous exposure to anyone with symptoms of COVID-19 to contact local pantries or the Blue Ridge Area Food Bank through their website and click Get Involved.
You know, it is certainly the most complex disaster we've had to respond to, because it is, as a pandemic, a public health crisis that creates challenges both for those we serve and those who are partnering with us to serve. And then coming out of this is going to be an unprecedented and at this point unpredictable financial crisis. The job losses are going to be horrific.
The food bank is taking aggressive steps to help their partners get food out the door in a safe and quick manner. They've authorized $153,000 to buy food in prepacked boxes that make it easy for pantries to distribute food with fewer volunteers. They are stepping up intensified personal hygiene and sanitation protocols and sharing those protocols with their partners. And they're helping pantries shift to low-touch distribution methods, including mobile pantries and drive-through pantries. McKee says that while no one knows how long the current crisis will last, they anticipate need for food will soar for the duration.
Current generations of Americans, aside from those who went through the Great Depression, have really never seen anything quite like this.
For WMRA News, I'm Bridget Manley.
And finally today, well, if you are a parent, you are probably spending a lot more time at home with your kids these days than you normally do. And you may also be wondering about how best to talk about COVID-19 with your kids. Megan Pauley with our partner station VPM in Richmond spoke with an expert.
While parents need to talk to kids about what is under their control, like keeping a daily routine as normal as possible, it's also okay to talk about uncertainty. That's what Bob Nichols, a licensed mental health professional with the Richmond nonprofit Child Savers, says.
So the two things I would do is I would be really honest and maybe honest with a little bit of emotional intelligence. Like, you know, I don't know. I wonder about it and I feel really sad that I don't know. And the other thing is to get the child's perspective. What do you think about that? Or how do you feel about that?
Nichols adds parents should model healthy coping strategies for kids so they know that emotions are totally normal and manageable. Megan Pauley, WMRA News.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. I hope you stay safely connected and do enjoy your Monday.